if you can try and cast your mind back to, let me see, about 2001, Peter Donegan is 24, gone 25 years of age. Donegan Landscaping, Peter Donegan Landscaping Limited, has just started. And I'll tell you where I was. Some of you may resonate, identify, empathise, whatever you want to call it, with this. But I was renting the front room of a house in Malahide, which sounds quite exclusive. But in reality, there was about 17 people living in the house, although there was only officially 4. And I was the extra person brought in and given the front room so that the rent could be reduced ever so slightly again. And I ate and slept and drank and worked out of that one room. And I bought a first computer that came with a freaking printer. Yeah! It didn't do emails. It's just a computer and a printer. For, I think it was £80, Irish pounds at the time, second hand. A mate of my sister's, I think, sorted me out with it. And that was that. No such thing as broadband. I didn't have a website. Nobody I knew had a website. That was kind of the way it was. And when I got my first Jeep, I was about five months in business. And I got in yellow right and I got a borrowed fax line. So it wasn't, I didn't have the fax line. I just was allowed use of it should somebody wish to fax me something. But really, so I kind of looked established, and so it didn't look like I lived in King's Cross tube station, morphed into some kind of accommodation session where people, yeah, it was mental. But you do what you got to do to get off the ground, and that's exactly what I did. And it was cheap as chips, and that's grand. And when I got my first house, I'm getting there, I know, but when I got my first gaff, I got a fax line and a landline put in, two separate lines, which cost a bloody fortune. And then, lo and behold, technology and rock and roll just exploded together, and they came up with the fax machine that you could also make phone calls from. Woo! That's how sexy it got. And to this moment in time, fast track forward, where I'm somewhat of a more normal, settled human, and I've just cancelled the landline for the business this week. And there's a twofold, three-something-fold kind of thinking behind it. Number one, the big one is over the last 10 months, there's been 7 phone calls to the office line, as I call it. 6 of them have been just a whole load of zeros appearing on the phone. You try and answer it, nobody ever answers you back. The phone just goes dead, and I'm going, right, grand, lovely. And then one was a guy who told me, I think, that my secretary, I freaking wish, man, had called and organised some advertising and please send me some money. Obviously, that wasn't the case either. And then the other one was a blocked number, and I don't know who that was either. So I said, like, cancel it. There's more bookings of gardens happening via Facebook messages and Twitter and email. It was probably the biggest one. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Facebook, I have to say. It's there, but I wouldn't be the greatest aficionado of it, if I'm really honest. But times have really changed to the point where I don't put my mobile number on the side of the Jeep anymore. It's just the website, and I think the website is probably doing a decent job of it. And I find it really odd when I'm talking to people and I'm saying, oh god, I remember doing this garden, you know, it was had a red thing in it and it was a bit that, and they go, oh, yeah, that was actually really nice. And I'm going, how do you know? And then I go, ah, technology, they've seen it. They heard me talk about it on the Sod Show, the garden radio program thing I do with Niall O'Kay. And I'm kind of going, yeah, things have changed. You can actually get to know somebody online before you actually choose whether you'd like to work with them. You can Google somebody, you can watch their Twitter account for a couple of days and kind of go, actually, he's all right. He doesn't go around saying F words all the time at anybody who is. And on that note, you know, I think if you look at my Twitter account, I think I'm fairly okay. Like, I can bore people a little bit if I speak too much botanical Latin, or else your constant gurglehead, the economics fellow who blocked me midweek. He's actually the second person to block me. Of that I am aware. The one prior to was Paul Gogarty. And I don't think Paul is a stammer. It's just he was a little bit... liked to be a little bit... I don't know, somebody fill in the blanks anyway. That's Paul Gogarty for you. Oh yeah, he was famed for saying F-U-C-K... You, Deputy Stag, I think. That's what, that was his famous line, wasn't it? Yeah, it was. Yeah, Google him, I suppose. But that's kind of the way it's changed. And I'm hoping that the perception of those who still... I don't know, how do you say it? I'm hoping that because I don't have a landline, that doesn't affect me. Some people were saying, like I was talking to... a brother of mine who's in the building game, and he was kind of saying, you know, I can't get rid of my landline. People, then I'll just be a builder with a mobile phone. I'm kind of going, well, actually, that's a fair point. But we were also kind of saying, well, it's all right for Peter because Peter has the blog, and the blog's been on the go like since 2007 kind of thing. And there's the, you know, so would it affect Peter? Well, I don't know. Maybe the work is different or along those lines, but... I mean, all the landline ever really said was, hey, I'm outside looking at trees, give me a call on the mobile, here's the number, and that was it. And you were paying, Jesus, what? I think it's, just to put in context, I think it's 40, so approximately 40 quid for the line rental, and then it's another, it's 167 for 2 months for the line rental and the broadband, that's what it is. And I was kind of going, I haven't made a phone call on the damn thing in 2 years nearly. It just sits there and tells people to call the mobile. It's fine. And then the broadband, I'm on a split line in Ballybottle, middle of County Nowhere. I think Emmerdale Farm, less stuff in it. And I can get a dongle, which will work a hell of a lot faster. I'm told Tree Network is probably the best. By Atta Edo told me that one, I think... Pat Phelan and a few others agreed or seemed to agree. But I think 20, 30 quid will get me a dongle. And I'm kind of going, yeah, okay, so right, we're getting to the point of it. Like there's one part which is I don't use it, get rid of it. And then the byproduct of that is money saving. And the money saving bit is probably what we're now down to 60 quid per 2 months as versus 167 quid for 2 months. So call it 50 quid a month, 12 months of the year, 600 and something, 600 and 684 quid. Is that about right? 684 quid. It's a fair whack of dough in my book. And the big point of it is that the service that I provide has not been affected for the negative because of a decision that I had made. And that's the key to it. But I think there you go. So milestone, big milestone in the technology status. But then, you know, I'm talking to you on Audio Boo. And I know now that you can go to the website. So my own is donniganlandscaping.com. That's fine. That's the landscaping one. And I did do a blog post on this saying, look, I've got rid of it. But I know, like on sodshow.com, which is the home of the Garden Radio programme, you know, Audio Boo now have the channel thing, and I know I've had it for a while, but it's the first time firsthand that I've seen it in operation, where we can embed the channel player, which is automatically updated onto sideshow.com. More than that, we can also embed a start record button. You don't even need an Audio Boo account, and you can send myself and Niall a message via that. In fact, what's absolutely changed for the better is I know I sent Brian Green an Audio Boo direct message. So he'd have a 30-minute account and I have a 30-minute account. He could have a 3-minute one. I still have a 30-minute one. And I just kind of if you can imagine speaking to your mate, but him, you've duct taped his mouth closed so he can only kind of look at you, and you've duct taped his eyes over as well, so that, yeah, that, I know it sounds a bit weird, was the point I was going to make. But the bit is that if you want to do what I'm doing now, which is walking around the back garden on my own and clearing my head of thoughts and ramblings and babblings that are in there, and you are the recipient of those babblings and ramblings rather than a phone call, which is a conversation. This is a one-way, so to speak, thing. It does allow Brian the option to come back and say, well, actually, listen, I think you're a moron, or words somewhat are not similar to that, if you understand me. But it means I've gotten my whole gig across of what was in my head, and there you go. And that's the big change. And I think in phone call land, the point I'm making on that one was, if you're on a minute kind of a setup, if you've got one of those that's 250 minutes or 250 text messages, well, the iMessage on the iPhone, so it's free messages iPhone to iPhone for those who don't have them, or have, you know, don't understand that one. The second thing then is that the Audioboo DM allows me to, you might say, converse with Brian for things that aren't Brian or Niall or your granny, whoever, for things that aren't that immediate. And it's changed. I mean, God, Skype, you heard of that one? Do you know what I'm saying to you? It's a bit mental. And I know there are other products that genius heads like Pat Phelan would be able to tell you about, Niall Harbison and the whole lot, but things have changed. People don't call me on a landline anymore. People I know have never owned a landline. And the other thing I've realised more than anything else is that when people ring Peter Donegan Landscaping, or Peter Donegan, or Peter Donegan Landscaping Limited, they kind of want to talk to Peter. And that's a good thing. So I don't see it affecting, business. And hopefully it doesn't. There you go. Milestone. Cue the big Ben clock ringing. Yeah. Momentous occasion. I may have to go out and celebrate that one next weekend. All right, that's enough for me. If anybody's any thoughts on this, I'd be interested to hear, to be quite honest with you, I'd be very interested to hear what you've got to say in it. Okay, that's it. Take care. Chat soon. Bye. Oh, by the way, that's at Donegan Gardens on Twitter if you want to send me your thoughts. Facebook.com/Donegan Landscaping, or head to www.doneganlandscaping.com and hit the contact page and you'll get me via there. Okay, take care. Slán. Bye-bye.